Good morning, humanity. Good afternoon, good evening, or maybe it's the middle of the night, wherever you are. And we are broadcasting from beautiful, sunny Auroville in southern Tamil Nadu in India. And I'm so excited today to have part two with Ellie Tom, who is a breatharian. And what I said in the last episode was, I had wanted to live on love and fresh air since I was a little girl. And everyone said, no, not possible, not possible. And now I have met someone who's been doing this for 20 years. And we talked about mudra, so we're going to go into a little bit of the depth of what we had done last time. So do you want to take your nose off or you want to leave it on?
Oh, man, it's so tempting.
We can be a clown. The clown lives inside us.
That's right,
the
laughter.
The laughter, the
love. Oh, my gosh. This is something.
So, I mean, I loved it because I'm doing another 5-day workshop with you.
Right.
And then I'll do a 2-week retreat with you
on
being a breatharian. But let's go into the depth about the mudras.
All right. Let's get into the mudras.
Yeah.
Now, they got that good thing called integral medicine. And also dealing with this one group, they got an integral yoga. Mm-hmm. That means everything's integrated. Even though we got these different systems all over the body, all of them work as one.
Right.
If one is weak, the rest of them is weak.
Yeah.
So reflexology, when people think of that, you got all the organs on your feet, but you also got them on your hands, you got them on your intestines, you got them on your eyes, your ears.
Mm-hmm.
That means the whole body is one. And the thing about the breath theory and knowledge is trying to make you realize this oneness. It's not breaking things into bits and pieces.
Right.
You're one with everything.
Yeah.
So when we're going into the mudras, this is also connected to your brain. So this works on your consciousness.
Okay.
So one thing I did with everybody, like when you hold your hands up like this high, breathe into your lungs.
So just because we're on radio as well, we have our hands up that is close to our face.
Right.
Yeah?
And just hold all the fingers out and just breathe into your lungs, about 3 good breaths. Now make fists with your hands and breathe into your lungs. Now, you feel that difference in breath? Open them up again.
It feels constrained.
Right.
Yeah.
So just by the position and gestures of the hands and the fingers also manipulates the body.
Okay.
So the power and the art of the mudras is you start gaining knowledge on how to open up and manipulate different energy channels so you could direct the energy where you need it.
Okay.
So that's why your health is in your hands, literally.
Mm-hmm.
You can heal yourself with your hands by sitting in different mudras from 5 to 45 minutes, depending on where the pains is at, because you're an energy system. That is the foundation of the human being, and any physicist on the planet will tell you that. So we say you are the children of light, an electrical being. We really
you
mean
that.
You
are the Trojan, like as in the Trojan horse.
Right.
Oh, cool. Okay, you're the Trojan of light.
The Trojan of light. Well, I said the Trojan of light, actually.
Uh-huh.
But still, I like that Trojan of light. But when we say those terms, we really mean that. And humans got to understand, see, the medical profession, they taught everybody on a biochemical level.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where everybody's stuck at.
Mm-hmm.
The breatharian knowledge is teaching you on an energy medicine level, which is the foundation of the chemical level.
Right.
Energy influences chemical reactions. Now, all chemical reactions have their energy, and they do the same thing vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
That's why your first two systems that you're using is your central nervous system that works with our neurons, the electricity, the electrical impulses.
Uh-huh.
And then our second system is our endocrine system, which deals on a chemical level, all of our hormones and all this other stuff. So those two systems are influencing each other. We need both of them. But you're going to the level to influence them on an energetic level. Let's say, for instance, being in the sun to get vitamin D. This is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Something that simple.
Okay, but talking about simple, and I'm glad you brought that up, it's I mean, I can't do this like overnight.
Right.
So, because sometimes people think, oh, you're going to this breatharian workshop and you're not going to eat and drink. And it's like, no, I have to ease off, right?
And exactly. It's about easing off and going gradually. And everybody go at different paces in their life. This isn't no quick fix or overnight thing. And you have to heal yourself first before your body have enough power to bring more light into the system. So most people that come into this is basically sick. You got some healing to do. Mm-hmm. You'll feel aches and pains. You'll go through a healing crisis. You'll do that just for regular fasting. But when we say meditation is the foundation, that's needed because that helps you to deal directly with the energy system when you relax the body. You allow the energy to flow. You start learning the mudras to get the energy going to the different systems.
And then you also talked about movement, right?
Right.
The exercises as well.
Oh, absolutely. That's one thing. Now, let's just take exercise, physical exercise. Mm. That was there was a time in ancient times that exercise and diet was the first and second initiation of spirituality. But somewhere along the line of spirituality and religion, they threw exercise out because they looked at that as being material, worldly. But now the breath of your knowledge is saying, no, that is showing your spirit. You're working directly with the light when you're working with your physical body.
Okay.
That's it. This is light. Yeah. Einstein say E equals MC squared. Tell me when we lost that memo.
We've lost
same
a lot
thing.
Of memos.
So this physical body's in it. You are looking at a spirit. You are looking at a light being. This is just more condensed into more subtle forces.
You know, oh my God, I want to talk to you just forever. I really want to talk to you forever. And sorry, that brings us to the end of this little segment. Mm-hmm. But talking about spirit, that's what clown is. You know, clown is not just about, you know, putting on big shoes and big hair and big hat. And blah, blah, blah. It's really about let's put our nose back on and it's seeing.
Right, right. And I feel the spirit. Right.
You feel the spirit come inside of you and you share that spirit from the earth out to the whole world from the heart. Right.
Right? Absolutely.
And I got to get you another nose that like maybe there.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
We jamming.
So we have a project called India Knows Love. India Knows Love. And we're sharing it around the world.
Oh, man.
And so on that note, Stefano, let's hit it with some love and laughter and let's heal the whole world with our breath and with our love and laughter.
This is Orville Radio.